Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of January 8th. I'm your host, Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. Well, quick one for you. This will actually be a mini because all pretty straightforward stuff. Gamers In, we are going to be talking about Beholder 2. I know we mentioned it briefly on our first episode of 2019. I know we talked about it earlier on, but I picked it up over the holidays. I said to Jocelyn, like, hey, let's revisit it, get some more time in with it, and give some more impressions, because the game is very different from the original Beholder, and I'm quite enjoying it. So we're going to talk a bit more about Beholder 2, but for this specific show, and I know usually when I say these will be quick and brief, that's when I go off the rails. So this is it, folks. Tuck in. Frostpunk. Talked about it last week. It's a game that's come up multiple times over the course of 2018 on the show, and gotta say, if you weren't convinced by last week's discussion, I'm thoroughly addicted to this game. Honestly, in the last week, I've been struggling with the final scenario that was presented, the Fall of Winterhelm. And it's probably the most difficult scenario in the game, as it really makes you micromanage a lot of systems all at once. You're dealing with a city that is on the verge of collapse. There's been a riot. There's a lot of like really dilapidated buildings that you have to clear. And then you're dealing with issues that pop up. You're trying to lower discontent below 25%, raise hope to 50%, while all the time stockpiling these resources because you know the generator is going to blow and you need to figure out a way to either A, fix it, or B, get the hell out of Dodge. So I was just literally playing that since our last show, just up 6-hour stints every night trying to figure this game out. And it kept beating me. I'd fail at the first critical checkpoint. I'd fail at the end, and that's what really bothered me, because I lost a lot of playthrough with that. Anyways, I finally finished it, and I'm like, okay, the only mode left is Endless Mode. I need to put this game away, because if I go into Endless Mode, you will not hear. I will probably start a Frostpunk podcast. That's a bit of a, you know, a bit much, but yeah, like it has its hold on me. So I'm going to shelve it for a bit until they introduce some new scenarios or DLC, but I'm going to leave Endless Mode for a time when I have a stronger willpower. As for Summoner's Call, Eddie is back this week. I did a solo show last week. I thought it went pretty good, but honestly, it was really lacking in the, what's the word? Conversation. It was just this show basically for about a half hour talking about all the different Fire Emblem Heroes stuff that happened over the last 2 weeks. So this week Eddie's back. We should have beast units. There's a new patch coming, maybe some more surprises on the field that's coming our way, who knows, but look forward to that show this weekend. As for upcoming new games, it's starting to get less quiet. This week you can expect a double whammy of Nintendo re-releases. You've got Mario & Luigi Bowser's Inside Story on the 3DS. That's out on Friday, January 11th. And alongside that, new Super Mario Bros. Brothers U Deluxe on the Switch on January 11th. And there's also Tales of Vesperia Definitive Edition, PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. That's also on the Friday. And not listed here, but there's a demo that's launching for Resident Evil 2, the remake. Will be launching on January 11th as well. It's a 30-minute timed demo called Resident Evil 2 Remake One Shot or something. I'm going to check that out. So this has been the TGI Patreon Mini. New Gamers In will record live this Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern over on twitch.tv/thegamersin. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGI Discord. Thanks for listening and have a great week.